So we are talking to Reading to Kids. I think kids need this now more than ever in the age of Twitter and social media. This all started at Gratz Elementary School in Los Angeles in 1999. Reading to Kids, they inspire children to read. They create a love of reading, and they're in Los Angeles schools, eight of them. And we are joined by Charlie Orchard. He's the managing director. He has experience in education, has had a career in education. Can I say that you taught at Claremont?
Oh, Claremont High School, that's right.
Tell us about Reading to Kids, Charlie.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. By the way, I'll start by saying one of the great things about our nonprofit, we're perhaps one of the most aptly named nonprofits you'll ever hear of, because that's literally what we do, Read to
Kids.
And the other thing is that anybody in the LA area, Orange County, et cetera, are welcome and encouraged to volunteer with us. So we're a volunteer opportunity where you could directly contribute to exactly what we're doing.
Yes, you can volunteer, you can donate books, and it's so literal, like you said, it's Reading to Kids. That's what you do. You have reading clubs, and this works so well. Tell us about how this whole process works, Reading to Kids.
So the second Saturday of every month, we organize 300 to 500 volunteers to read aloud to kids at eight elementary schools right near downtown LA. We read at the same eight schools every month. Our first school that you mentioned, Gratz, we started in 1999. So we've been there over 18 years now. The volunteers, they come to our website, readingtokids.org, enter their email address, and sign up with us. And then they choose to which of our schools they're going to read the next reading club. So when you sign up, you're choosing the school, and you can optionally specify a grade you'd like to read to. So we read to kindergarten through fifth grade. After someone signs up, what we'll do is we will pair them up with another person who's read with us before. We will provide the books that people read aloud, a guide to those books, craft ideas, because we also do crafts with the kids once we've read the book aloud. And we also provide training the morning of the reading clubs. So all we really need from volunteers is a commitment to joining us and enthusiasm for reading that morning.
People who volunteer come from all walks of life, universities, they're professionals, they're seniors.
Yeah, our volunteers do have to be at least 18 because of reading to children on LA Unified campuses. It's something that LA Unified requests of us. And also we do a background check on each of our volunteers. So when somebody first signs up to volunteer with us, they'll fill out an online application, has some basic information, and they'll submit it, and we'll do our background check and then let them know, hey, you're in.
And so this is kindergarten to fifth grade, right?
Exactly right, yeah.
Very important years to read to children. Explain that to us.
Well, actually, what I'll do is I'll back up to how we got started, because this ties directly into what you just asked. We were founded by three young men. They were at Gratz Elementary School helping out with a carnival. And while they were helping Gratz raise money through this carnival, they realized they really wanted to do something of more direct service that could really help the children there. So they met with the principal and a few teachers, and then their discussions of it, they realized that getting the children to enjoy reading opens up all of their academic skill sets they'll need, and the enthusiasm that will help them succeed in the rest of schooling and in life after that. And while most people don't have the training to literally teach someone to read, anyone who enjoys reading and can bring some energy to reading aloud is perfectly suited to volunteer with us and help spread that enjoyment of reading. So the teacher said, look, we'll help train your volunteers for reading. If you can just organize the volunteers to come to us, we'll spread the word amongst the parents and the kids, and we'll see how many can show up. And the first reading club at Gratz, 20 kids show up and eight volunteers. But now that we're at eight schools, we expect up to 1,300 kids at our next reading club. And we average more than 350 volunteers each month, over 800 kids each month. That includes summer months when things are much quieter.
That's incredible. Getting kids interested in reading by reading to them and having, you know, them come to the clubs, and you've grown so much, you know, to eight schools now, which include Los Angeles, right?
Let's see if I could rattle
Magnolia,
them off quickly.
MacArthur Park.
Altaloma, Esperanza, Magnolia, Paliti, MacArthur Park, Charles White Elementary, Gratz Elementary. And now I'm forgetting one, and any of our volunteers who are listening are shouting the name of that one, Magnolia. Ironically enough, Magnolia is where I volunteered for the first 8 years I was involved in the program before I took over as managing director 4 years ago.
You guys have read, too, I think over 150,000 kids, I read.
That's right. We do count exactly how many kids. It's actually 151,000 in total attendance. So that does count kids who come each month. And a lot of the same kids come every month. We don't track the individual child, you know, to say so-and-so has read with us 12 or 70 times, however many they could from kindergarten to fifth grade. But we do track carefully the attendance at every reading club. By the way, in addition to reading aloud to the children and then doing crafts with the kids related to the book, we give every child a book to take home. And in this way, we're building home libraries for children in their homes where they otherwise would likely not have any books to read at all. So if a child comes from their kindergarten, the September of kindergarten year, and they come to every reading club after that through fifth grade, they'll end up with 72 books at home that are not only read by that child, but usually by siblings, visiting cousins, and others. In at least one case, we have one of our volunteers who helps us run one of our schools. He was a Reading to Kids kid. He came to us when he was in, I think, fourth grade many years ago. He still has the books we gave him. He's now a graduate student at Long Beach State, and he helps run our program. He attributes the books that we gave and the enthusiasm for reading we gave him to his success in high school and college after that.
Mm-hmm. So he is paying it forward now, coming back and being like alumni almost, right? Coming back to read to the kids and be involved.
Yeah, paying it forward and thinking of him as alumni. I'm going to have to tell him that next time I see him. He's like a reading to kids alumni. He's not the only one. Mm-hmm. He's just the one that I've worked the most with because he helps us run one of our schools now. So a little bit more explanation. Each month, all the kindergartners who come to us at that reading club, they're all going to read the same book at all eight schools for kindergarten. And the first graders at all eight schools will read a different book, but the same book for all first graders. So in this way, every grade is reading the same book. Yeah, it's efficient that way. Also, it allows us to buy the books from Amazon or occasionally get donations for them so that we're providing the same book and experience at all of the schools. We've never repeated a book that we've read aloud in almost 18 years.
Wow. So
that is a lot of different titles. And for every one of them, volunteers like my wife and a team of other folk who enjoy doing this, read through the books ahead of time, come up with guides, questions to ask, things to notice, vocabulary words sometimes to define. Not that we don't think the volunteers will know the words, but it may not occur to the volunteers that the kids they're reading to may not know the meaning of the words. And so it's a way to encourage the volunteers to demonstrate what good readers do, including stopping and figuring out what a word means in context, or flipping through the book and looking at the pictures before you actually start reading it. These are all techniques that a lot of experienced readers will tend to do without thinking about it. But we're showing the kids literally how to do this and modeling it so that they pick up on good reading habits that serve them for the rest of their academic and personal lives.
There is a lot of learning going on in addition to the reading. And what are some of the books? Can you name some of the books for us?
Oh, gosh, put me on the spot here.
Sorry.
We do gradually get around to classics. Every once in a while, I'm surprised that we hadn't read a classic. A fifth grade book recently that I was surprised we never read was Island of the Blue Dolphins, which a lot of the listeners may have grown up reading, too. And sometimes, Judy Blume, and then going back to younger kids, Ramona, the Beverly Cleary books, so we'll get around to those. Let's see, a lot of Llama Llama books for the really young children that are a lot of fun.
Dr. Seuss books, I'm sure.
The teachers are the ones who choose the books for us every month because they have the expertise. We'll ask them, well, here's the theme. For example, the theme for our December reading clubs is Winter and the Spirit of Giving. So we tend to choose books there that feature some element of sharing or giving things away. For example, say Shel Silverstein's The Giving Tree. Mm-hmm. That might be an example. Or to expand the theme a little bit, winter. So anything really has to do with snow. You know, the kids that we're reading to, you know, they're living in parts of the city where there's not a lot of opportunities. Most of the kids that we read to they qualify for free school lunch. So Title I schools is where we're going. We're going where we're most needed. And it's not uncommon for the kids to not actually have had any personal experience with snow, for example.
Right.
So it's just kind of, it can be a pretty enlightening experience both for the volunteers and the kids because the kids learn from the volunteers both the reading and what the volunteers talk about. And frequently the volunteers say they're really moved by what they learn and just the spirit and energy and the enjoyment of the kids that come.
Yeah, you can really open up a world of imagination for them.
Yeah, I like to think that in a way we're bringing different parts of LA that might not normally run across each other. And we're bringing them together in classrooms, and they're just enjoying a good book and then doing crafts with the kids. And we provide the craft ideas. That's part of what our volunteers do. Like my wife, they come up with craft ideas. And while you're doing crafts with the kids, you end up talking about this book and other books, and sometimes it gets into movies. And anybody who's listening to this program who's ever been to a book club for adults will recognize the trend that tends to happen. You start off talking about the book you all agreed to read, mm-hmm. and then the conversation tends to go off into other books and other related stories. And our volunteers just, if it feels right, they just kind of bring the talking back around to this book. And the kids don't realize that they're learning because they're having so much fun interacting mm-hmm. and creating crafts, which will, you know, they'll take home with them. It's really inspiring to see some of the things that they create. If we can get some of the kids to come, at least that first time, they get a little bit hooked and then they keep coming back again and again.
Yeah, they do. Obviously, you have a reading coming up December 10th, and you're expecting possibly 1,300 kids.
That's certainly my goal. I want to see if I can get that many kids to come. See, one of the draws, because we'll have other things there. You know, it's December 10th, so we have 8 volunteers, one at each school, who's going to dress as Santa. Frequently, our Santas mm-hmm. are the only Santas. These kids will get an opportunity to have a picture taken with them. So when you're Santa at our reading clubs, and I've done it before myself, you spend, good 45 minutes to an hour just posing for pictures with all the kids at the school as the parents come and line up there, each kid, and have a picture taken with them.
Do you still have time to volunteer for December 10th?
We do need more volunteers. We have about 400, and we need another 150 more.
So you can volunteer. You can find out about how to do that at readingtokids.org. You can also donate. If you donate $5, that buys 4 books. Mm-hmm. You can donate on a regular basis. There are a couple of different ways you can donate.
That's right. And in fact, October through December, so including this month, is our annual fund drive, mm-hmm. Where we're really trying to do 2 things. One, obviously, raise money so we can keep buying more books and hopefully expand to more schools. But another thing we're doing is we're demonstrating to other funders, foundations, and grant organizations that we have a lot of grassroots support. So our goal is not just to raise, in this case, $50,000, but also to raise it from at least 500 donors. Mm-hmm. And I'm already over halfway past the number of donors I need. But so that's why a $5, $10 donation, $20 donation may not seem like a lot to some folk, but to us, it's another supporter.
Another way to give, you know, you can give by participating in the LA Marathon, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. We have a marathon team that's going to be performing in the 2017 Skechers Performance LA Marathon, and we're looking for more team members. If they come to our website, they'll see a banner there. They can click on it, and they'll help us raise money. We can get them a more discounted rate to join the race, but especially it's they'll be able to run for a really good cause that is really easy to explain and sell to people.
Reading to Kids. Charlie Orchard, thank you for joining us, managing director, and you love doing it. It's probably not like a job.
No, it's right. It's the hardest job I've ever worked, and yet I just enjoy doing it every day. Mm-hmm.